Blog Talk Radio.
The week is wrapping up. Happy Thursday to everyone. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon to you. Again, this is PLR and The Cave Show. And we have so many topics to get into today. We are brought to you as usual by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights, in beautiful Chandler, Arizona. Get on down there and get you a smoke. Let them know that PLR sent you, and they'll take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Get them, take them home, or stay there with your smokes. Sit back, relax, in either the front area where there's six now, flat screen TVs for you to watch, or go back in the members' lounge and sit back and relax. Hey, become a member even yet, and better yet, get your locker backs right up to a humidor. You don't have to worry about taking your cigars home and forgetting that you have them and letting them go bad. Leave them right there. Every locker backs up to the humidor, so they will be perfectly fine. I know I have my cigars there at all times. So what a great place. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School, Channel Heights, right there in the corner, on the corner, Chandler, Arizona. So what do we have to get into today? Well, let me tell you what we have to get into today. Suns had their exit interviews yesterday. We're going to touch on that. We're really getting that tomorrow as we also get into all basketball news when you join us at 1 o'clock right here on Sports Cave Network. When Courtside with PLR will be on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Special edition of Courtside with PLR to talk basketball, NBA playoffs, talk postseason awards, and talk about basically what's going on here in Phoenix with the Suns. We're going to they'll touch on some of the stuff from their exit interviews yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit of NFL. Touch on a little bit of baseball as well. Looks like in the NFL, things are heating up. Reports today are coming out that Marshawn Lynch to the Raiders, it may actually be a reality. Marshawn coming home. At first it sounded like something that it might happen, it might not happen. But look, Marshawn Lynch is really talking about getting himself reinstated, because as you know, he had retired, and negotiating a deal with the Raiders. And it looks like the Raiders are happy to have him with Latavius Murray moving on. Why not? And if you're the Seahawks, why not? Whatever you get for beast mode, take it. He's retired. He's not playing for you now anyway. So you lose absolutely nothing by getting something for him. I mean, the Seahawks still hold his rights, so they're still in a position where they will have to work out a deal to allow him to go to Oakland. But Oakland may as well look and see what it's worth. I mean, we have to hold off first. We have to wait for Lynch to be fully reinstated before he can sign any deals or do anything like that. But why not? Why not give it a go? I mean, like I said, with Latavius Murray now playing for the Minnesota Vikings, why not? I mean, they have two little runs playing running back for him right now in Oakland, and Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington. So why not? I think I've said that like five times now. Why not bring Beast Mode back? Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, because football isn't exactly a sport you can just retire from and then come right back to. So Beast Mode's going to have to really get back in Beast Mode shape. And he also has to do the most important thing in the world, is get hit again. Then we'll know if he's really ready to come back for football. I don't know if you remember this, but Beast Mode did an interview one time, and he said, and I'm going to paraphrase this in kind of a quote, but he said, there's not too many people that can get hit over and over and over and over and over and over again. So let's see how he takes it now that he's been out of football. He's been popping wheelies on bikes overseas. He's been eating Skittles on every continent there is. So let's see how he takes now. I mean, he's not quite 31, but he will be soon. Let's see how he takes it. Now getting hit over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, let's remember, Beast Mode was he's the person that usually delivered the punishment. But then he also gets hit too. That's the game. And after you've gone a year without getting hit, then maybe your body doesn't react the same to getting hit again. Now, I've talked to some peers, and they said there's no difference in him coming back than someone who, let's just say, was out with a major injury for a season, and then they're trying to come back off of that injury. But I beg to differ. There is a difference. The big difference is that person who's out on a major injury, they're in full rehab mode. Their mindset has never left coming back to play football. Their workouts have never left being a football player. When you're injured, your mindset isn't not coming back when you're in rehab. Your mindset is doing everything to get back. They're working you out to play again. Marshawn retired. He's a completely retired football player coming back. There is a big difference. I'm not doubting him. I'm just saying there's a big difference between coming back from injury and coming back from retirement. You know, coming back from an injury is like you're getting in a spat with your wife, and she kicks you out, and you're in a doghouse for a couple of days, and then you work your way back, but you never stop feeling that same way. Coming back from retirement is like getting a divorce and then deciding that, hey, you know what? Wasn't so bad after all. Let me give it a try. You're starting over. Not the same. Definitely not the same. So we'll see. But like I said, if you're Oakland, what do you have to lose? Also, on the Oakland side, you're bringing back a guy that played for you. A guy that played in your area. I mean, he's a Cal guy. He's a Bay Area guy. So you're bringing back someone who actually technically will help you, or rather help your franchise and help your franchise's fans take their minds off the fact that you're leaving them for good to move to Vegas. I mean, there's no chance at all that Marshawn Lynch would still be playing for the Raiders near 34 years old when they move to Las Vegas. But I'll tell you what he will do. He will infuse a fan base. He will allow people to get their minds off the fact that they're leaving them to move to another city. He will take their minds, fans off get their minds off the fact that their beloved Raiders is not just leaving Oakland. They're leaving the state. They're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. See, a lot of people understand that when they moved from Oakland to L.A., there's a big fan base already there. The Oakland Raiders played in Oakland, and the Los Angeles Rams, before they moved to St. Louis, played in Anaheim. But let me tell you something. The Oakland Raiders are still more popular than the Los Angeles Rams. So then picking up a move, that's not just slapping the face of the people in Oakland. You left a lot of Los Angeles Raiders fans who, in their minds, the Raiders are still the Los Angeles Raiders behind. So Marshawn can take their minds off that just a little bit. Like I said, talks are heating up. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Okay, this one I got to talk about for a second because I don't understand this one. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneers receiver Lewis Murphy got arrested. Got arrested at the airport, Tampa International Airport. Why did he get arrested? No, he wasn't flying United. No, he did not ask or refuse to give up his seat. Why did he get arrested? Because he was bringing guns on the plane. Yes. He was trying to get a Glock 23 pistol inside a backpack on the plane. And not just any Glock, a Glock that was already loaded. Had rounds in it, was ready to go. In Florida, if you carry a concealed firearm, and you try to get on the plane, you can get sentenced up to 5 years. You can get fined up to $5,000. There's a lot of things you can, and there's no quotes from him yet. There's a lot of things that say, oh, I forgot that was in my bag. Oh, I forgot this. Oh, I forgot that. You are far from being a responsible gun owner. If your mind allows you to forget, you have a loaded gun. Let me say this one more time. Let me rephrase it. There is no way possible to forget you have a loaded gun in your backpack, especially if you're getting on an airplane. Cannot have a loaded gun and say you forgot. And he hasn't said that yet. He hasn't said that. But you can't forget that you have a loaded weapon. You're at an airport. I carry a backpack every day. I don't forget what's in my backpack every day. I have like 3 different bags I carry, depending on what sporting event it is. I know what's in every backpack. I know what's in every different bag. So you don't forget that you have a gun in your backpack. You especially don't forget you don't have a gun in your backpack when you don't have a concealed arms permit and you've concealed the arm in your backpack. You can't go out to a bar dating or go out to a bar for a drink and forget you have a wife at home when you start talking to another woman. You can't forget that you have a gun when you don't have a concealed permit to carry a concealed weapon. I don't know about you. Seems kind of simple to me. In fact, we'll put that picture up on our Instagram, what they found in his backpack when he was arrested. Now, what makes it so funny is Murphy is the same cat that was at a friend's wedding reception in Palm Beach and got locked in. Had to break the glass door. Had to call for help. This is that same cat. Yeah, this is the same one, so I guess we really shouldn't be surprised. You know, a long time ago, another life, I used to work part-time at Champs Sporting Goods. And I was in the storage room one time, and I was coming up, and everyone was walking out. So I was like, whoa, where's everybody going? They're like, oh, you almost got locked in. Now, to that, I said, well, with all this glass, obviously I'm not getting locked in. So, you know, I'm getting out. But that's not me forgetting that everyone was there. That's them forgetting me. This cat actually was still there at a wedding reception. Usually when the music stops playing at a wedding reception and everyone, you don't hear people talking anymore, that's a good sign that the wedding reception is over. But anyway, we'll stay on top of this, see what comes from it, see what else is happening. And let's we'll follow up with this a little bit more. Hey, this segment is brought to you by the one and only Tzatziki's Pita Grill, best Mediterranean food in the Phoenix area, located in Tempe, Arizona, in the T-Mobile Plaza. Listen to me. Best Mediterranean food, like I said, in the Phoenix area. Tzatziki sauce made fresh daily. Made fresh. Not store-bought, not yesterday's helpings. It's made fresh every day. And when that goes on top of their dishes, it is absolutely incredible. And you get 10% off if you mention PLR sent you from the Sports Cave. Listen to me. I have, every time I go in there, well, I shouldn't say every time, because I go back and forth, but not only are the Yidos great, but they have it's called a Yidos bowl. It's the Yidos meat on top of rice. You get your toppings on it, and obviously it's topped with tzatziki sauce. That is the best bowl, period, in this valley of anything you can possibly eat. Again, it's located next to T-Mobile on Elliott and Priest in Tempe, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off your lunch, your brunch, your late-night snack, whatever you need. Get on down to Tzatziki's Pita Grill, and we're going to be doing a show there live pretty soon, so we'll let you know when that'll be, and if you come down there while we're there, I think I have a little poll. We'll be able to get you 15% off at that time. Let's move on quickly to the Yippets, and that's something my man John Lester with the Cubs still has. He will not, absolutely will not throw to first base. And here's what I do not understand. I just absolutely do not understand this. The Dodgers, the guy's name is Jock. I can't remember his last name right now. But he was in a football stance off first base, pretending he was going to take off and go to second base, and John Lester still would not throw the ball to first. Would not throw the ball to first. Guys, come on. You guys have to come up with something. You gotta do something with Lester. If you're a member of the Chicago Cubs organization, you have to send him somewhere to get help to be able to get that ball to first base and hold runners. And here's what I don't understand. Runners, if you're on first base, he will not throw the ball to first base. Listen to me again. He will not throw the ball to first base. You should be running every single time you get on base. I don't care if it's who it is. They need to run. It could be the slowest runner on earth. If you are on first base, Lester's not throwing the ball over there, get a lead halfway to second. You may as well. Why not? Steal the base. So that's something that the Cubs are going to have. Listen, as good of a pitcher as Lester is, the Cubs are going to have a problem with that, because I'm sure teams are going to, well, I shouldn't say that, but you never know. But the opposing team should start stealing bases. I've never seen anything like it. I think we all remember Chuck Knoblauch when he couldn't find first base as a second baseman, and that was pretty bad because he couldn't throw it over to first. There's been a couple pitchers that couldn't find the plate anymore, so they couldn't pitch anymore because they literally couldn't throw the ball to home plate. This sounds like it's really that same issue. Now, he can still pitch, but if a runner's on, runner's got to go. And other baseball news real quick. Baseball commissioner Rob Manfred wants the Cleveland Indians to get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo. This is a lot different than the NFL, where Roger Goodell will not really pressure the Washington Redskins to get rid of their Redskin logo. Rob Manfred, on the other hand, is really pushing the issue here. Number four, Manfred has said he understands why people find the logo offensive. But it's coming out that he's actually putting heat on the Indian, on the tribe, to get rid of that logo. So I wonder what's next. What does he know about the Tomahawk Chalk with the Atlanta Braves? You know, the Chief Wahoo, he's been around for a long time, man. Offhand, I'm going to say the 50s, the 40s, somewhere in there. Excuse me. So we'll see. Again, we'll keep you abreast of what's going on. We do know that the 2019 All-Star Game has been awarded to the Indians. Could this be something that's held over their heads? I mean, we see what happened in Carolina with the bathroom. The NBA moved the All-Star Game to New Orleans. Every other conference championship game was moved out of Charlotte, out of North Carolina. And now, since obviously the bathroom bill, let's call it that, the bathroom bill has been eradicated or a vote to eradicate it, conferences have agreed to possibly come back. So we shall see. All right, y'all, hopping over to basketball as we wrap everything up. Exit interviews were yesterday for the Phoenix Suns. We'll get into this, like I said, a little bit more tomorrow on Courtside with PLR. We'll play some sounds from that as well. But you know, hold on real quick. Before I get into the Suns, what is up with Damian Lillard thinking that the Trailblazers are going to eliminate the Golden State Warriors in six games? It's almost comical. I understand Damian Lillard, star of his team, as the leader of his team, has to go into this series with all the confidence in the world that his team is going to win. And you know, I guess if that happens, that's really shaking up the world. He has to have that mindset. But six games, unless someone major gets hurt for Golden State, there is no way. Listen, the Portland Trailblazers only beat the Clippers, and we know the Clippers fold in times of stress. But they only beat the Clippers last year because Chris Paul broke his hand and Blake Griffin got hurt. We already know that. So they're not going to beat a healthy Golden State team with one of the best players in the NBA, one of the top five, six players in the NBA, coming back off injury. And it looks like he has his rhythm and his timing back. Just don't see that one. And I don't see anybody beating the Golden State Warriors. I don't see anybody winning more than two games in a series with them. Another quick other notes before I get to the Suns real quick. Orlando Magic have fired general manager Rob Hennigan. You may know Rob Hennigan. He was still a junior in college when they hired him. No, I'm just kidding. He just looked like it. He's 30 years old at the time of hire. He's now 35. He is gone. Assistant general manager Matt Lloyd will take over as the interim GM. Frank Vogel has not been released. Frank Vogel, I think, has four more years left on his contract. So they're not going to stay on the hook for all that money and give him 4 years of free living. They also fired Scott Perry, who is the assistant general manager. Why let Hennigan go? Well, Hennigan has had probably been the general manager to one of the worst records as a GM while he's been there. Just terrible. Mind you, this is a guy that drafted Victor Oladipo, then traded him for Serge Ibaka, only to trade Serge Ibaka. He's had three top five picks. It's been Victor Oladipo, Aaron Gordon, and Mario Hezonja. And none of them have worked out. Let me say that again. And none of them have worked out. He traded away Tobias Harris. He traded the rights to Dario Saric away. And for those who know me, know that I am a huge, huge, huge Dario Saric fan. Remember, he also was the person that masterminded the deal that sent Dwight Howard to the Lakers. So since he's been there, he's gotten rid of Dwight Howard. He's gotten rid of Victor Oladipo, the person he traded Victor Oladipo for. Got rid of the rights to Dario Saric, traded away Tobias Harris. Mario Hezonja is not very good, and Aaron Gordon is still developing. And now I challenge you to name, outside of Aaron Gordon, who I just gave you, I dare you to name five members of the Orlando Magic. And no, Nick Anderson is not one of them. Exactly. Suns notes real quick. I keep teasing and telling you that about the exit interviews. Listen, if you are Brandon Knight, if you have a house here, sell it. Get rid of it. Let it go. Sell it now. Tell him you're moving. Put 2-3 signs up, because I do not believe there's any way he's coming back. One of the things that was said yesterday about Brandon Knight was, whenever your boss says to you, we have to look for a way for things to get better for you, because you weren't almost really good at one time, and then all those talents just go away. It was said about him, he was almost an all-star 2-3 years ago, and those skills don't just leave you instantaneously. So we have to find a way that's going to help our team and help you get back to the position you were in then, and find a way for it to work for everyone. That means you're gone. That means you're fired. That means your services are no longer required. I mean, let's be real. It's not like he's going to get better than Devin Booker. It's not like he's going to get better than him in an offseason. It's not like he's going to get better than Eric Bledsoe in the offseason. It's not like he has the true point guard skills to be a backup like a Tyler Ulis. And he is absolutely not happy playing behind someone in Devin Booker that for whatever reason in his mind, he thinks he's better than. So you can give that up. But like I said, we will have more on this tomorrow on the Courtside with PLR. Time goes fast, y'all, so I appreciate you taking some time, spending some time with me. Of course, you can always reach us on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook fan page at The Sports Cave. And Cave is with the K. You can always check us out on our website, sportscave.com. A lot of great articles there. Catch up on any show that you may have missed as well. Or you can get me directly at PLR on Sports. Not everything I talk about is sports, so if you offend easily, it might not. Well, I hate it anyway. Give me a reaction. Doesn't matter. I always want to know what's on your mind as well. Like I said, you can check out several shows on Sports Cave Channel. Cave Show, Courtside with PLR, UFC versus Fantasy Sports. Check all those out, and of course, check out my favorite person in the world. I have to say that because she gets really, touchy. Chambers and gameplay. So until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, this has been PLR. This has been the Cave Show with a K. Take care. Have a good day. I am an eagle. Oh, I am a lion down in the jungle.